I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and we are the Roto Experts! Alongside the fantasy executive Corey Parson and the all-in kid Jake Seeley, I'm Greg Sussman. I do have to ask, when does he become not a kid?
All-in kid.
You're not the first person to ask that.
I'm probably not the first time I've asked you that either.
Probably.
That's a good. That's,
you can't switch it to all-in man. It's a nickname.
But, I had to close the door.
Yeah, I mean, you're 30. And I understand you're 32, but even still.
Yeah, that's still, the fact is, it's a nickname. You can't change it.
You can do whatever you want. It's your nickname.
Yeah, I got the nickname when I was in my 20s.
Well, are you a kid in your 20s? I think that's a good question to ask, too.
It's the looks. It's
the all-in guy. How about that?
No,
that
doesn't work.
All-in guy?
No. My man Hatch, for years,
I mean,
we call him the kid.
Greg, look at his six-pack.
X-Pac?
Went to the 1-2-3 kid, and he was still the 1-2-3 kid for as long as he was the 1-2-3 kid until he switched over to Xbox.
So he switched over to six pack in 1996-ish, right? 96. Let's see.
He was in his 20s.
Was it? Well, let's see here. So let's see. Sean Waltman in 1996 was 24 years old.
I was just about to say 24 was going to be my guess.
Yeah, he's 24. So he's 24 years old. All right, so you're a kid
so
then.
He's not a kid.
But he's not. But people don't call him a kid now, do they?
No, but they chanted 1-2-3 kid when they were at the that little stupid rinky-dink
arena.
I
thought they were chanting 1-2-3. 1-2-3. No?
Yeah, for 1-2-3 kid.
Well, yeah, I guess it's true.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a nickname. It doesn't go away.
All right. What's going on with you, Corey? Fantasy executive kid.
Oh, boy. I'm coming up, getting ready to come up on the clock in the NFFC Trendsetters draft. So I'm trying to figure
out. DM Instagram slider.
No, you might as well not even slide nobody in DM and Instagram. They're not going to ever respond.
Really?
No, they're not going to respond.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I respond. I've had three different followers. It hit me up on Instagram. I responded to them. I told them the better way to get me is on Twitter because I don't check it that much.
Obviously.
Oh, and then that was not the kind of slide.
I was talking about the Instagram models. They don't respond when you hit them up on Twitter.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, unless you're like in the NFL. Then they respond.
Oh, that's another one.
They call you out. They call you out.
That's
actually another one. That's actually another one for your bracket. I forget her name. Remember the girl that called out LeBron for trying to slide?
Yeah, I forgot her name.
I don't know her name. Rachel something maybe. I don't know. I don't know her name either.
Corey,
yo,
go to Google and type in best Instagram models to follow. I guarantee there's somebody who's no, but I guarantee somebody's put a list together for you.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
He's probably right
it's
on
Google.
That.
You know what, Corey? Are you going to type it in? Because I would say over, under, there's at least five sites that have done that.
Yeah, well, no, I'm actually typing in the one that...
Rachel Bush, that was her name.
Rachel Bush.
That was her name.
Let's check her out.
I'll do it. I'll type it in Google to see what it says.
You don't remember?
Well, my mind is... I remember this story, but I want to see who the girl is. My mind is... my mind is in the one that...
You know this is going to... Corey, there's 67 million hits for top Instagram models to follow. They have it broken down by year.
Oh, wow. Well,
you go. There you go. Scroll through that stuff. I'm sure you can find your bracket of 64.
All right, there you go.
Well, it's not as fun as just being able to do it this way.
This is the one LeBron slid in.
Yeah, he slid and she called him out. I think she's married somebody now.
Yeah. She's not going to be in the bracket. She is married.
But that's the thing is, and I know people are different, but like I wouldn't want my girl following a bunch of Instagram dudes.
Yeah, I mean, Judy can do whatever she wants. Like, I'm following a bunch of girls. Judy knows it. You know.
Some people are different. That's just my personal taste. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't want somebody to do the same.
Yeah, that's fine. I respect that.
Cool. So this girl who LeBron tried to slit in her model, she dates a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So cool. So it didn't happen.
Buffalo Bill.
The Buffalo Bill. He really don't look like he play much. Porter. Poyer. P. His jersey is number 21. P-O-Y-E-R. That's her boyfriend.
So we
can put her down on the list.
She made it a list.
She made it. Where's my damn pen?
You took it. No one else took
Lord.
It.
Oh, I got it. Clipped onto my
Excel
belt.
Excel doc.
Jacob, this is my weekend. I got to do this in my invoice over the weekend.
What's more important?
Paper, I'm telling you.
Without the invoice, no Instagram models. And you know what, Drake? You're right, Jake. I'm going to put together an Excel document. Rachel Bush. Now it's the Instagram model that Klay Thompson had.
Oh, yeah. I remember her.
Abigail Ratchford.
Oh, she's a very, very famous. She probably has a billion followers.
What's the one that took her clothes off in the song?
Janet Jackson? Video.
No. The music video with the son of the guy or the father that used to be on Growing Pains.
Talk about Hey, Hey, Hey. Hey, Hey, Hey.
No.
Oh, it was Natalie Ratajkowski.
But yeah, she's not an Instagram model.
She's not an Instagram model.
She's a real life model.
I thought that's how she started.
No. She started from the Blurred Lines video before that. No, okay. She doesn't count. She would be number one for me for
this
sure.
This one on it that
Abigail Ratchford.
She has 8.2 million. What
is his name? The singer. Singer Greg.
Robin Thicke.
Robin Thicke. Thank you.
Robin Thicke.
Thank you. Alan Thicke's son.
Yes.
Abigail.
That's a horny family, man.
Ratchford. There's a lot going on with that crew. Abigail Ratchford. All right, so cool. So she goes on the list too. She's very nice too. She even got her own website. She got PR. Instagram models have PR.
Smart.
It is smart.
Smart.
Better get with it.
Oh, you know who's a good one for you? Sarah Underwood's a really famous one. She's the date Ryan Seacrest.
Sarah Underwood. I thought she was. She's famous.
Hey, she is famous, absolutely.
But I thought she was famous before Instagram, pre-Instagram.
She might have been, but she's also a very famous Instagram model as well now. That's not her. That's not her page.
Like her at all.
It's not her. It's her, but it's not her page.
Okay,
but that's her.
Oh, she's nice too.
Yeah,
she might win. Cause I know the audience. You know, she wouldn't win with mines, but I know the audience. Sarah Underwood.
Yeah,
Underwood.
She related to Carrie?
No, she's not. So. I don't think so. She could be. They don't look dissimilar. Hey, while Corey's doing this, I wanted to bring up something that we've kind of been circling around all day, and that's the latest thing from
Ravi Loso. How did I forget Ravi Loso?
I don't think she's right for your audience.
Greg was
she's
trying
not.
To move on.
She's not, but I call the shot. It's my bracket. All right, Greg, let's go. Right. Let me close the computer down.
So I'm going to close my computer down, too. Let's have a conversation like we were having earlier. We were rocking before. All right.
Rocking now, too.
We're hanging now. I think we're hanging now.
Okay. All right, let's get it.
All right. So Yahoo has been all over the story with Andy Miller, the agent, who has connections with... See, now he closes the computer that grabs his phone.
And, no, my partner in trendsetters just hit me, asked me about Dion Lewis. No.
Okay. Was it Matt Modica?
Nah.
He literally just wrote no. I want to say that. So Yahoo's been all over the story about Andy Miller, how he connected the whole Adidas scandal that came out a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. And the rumors have been flying over the past couple of weeks that every program was going to be connected.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I know you guys talked a little bit about this on Target yesterday, Jake. But everyone's going to be connected. And names have come out today.
Mm-hmm.
Some names leaked. From Miles Bridges at Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
To Bam Adebayo at Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
To Diamond Stone at the University of Maryland.
I mean, Malcolm Brogdon at Virginia, right? Like, it's Jay, I'm sure you have more names in front of you.
I was just talking about the schools.
Oh, sure. I think I had the names here somewhere.
So we got Michigan State. We got
here alphabetical thanks to good old Sports Rage, our boy Gabe.
Shout out to
Alabama,
Gabe.
Clemson, Creighton, Duke, Iowa State, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisville, LSU, Maryland, Michigan State, NC State, North Carolina, Notre Dame, Seton Hall, USC, Utah, Villanova, Virginia, Washington, and Wichita State. Basically, the top 20.
Yeah, I mean, it's everybody. Wow. Like, and some of the names that have been paid, not necessarily by the schools themselves, but by handlers. Someone paid these people, and maybe got what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Include Dennis Smith at NC State.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned Diamond Stone, Markelle Fultz at Washington.
Markelle Fultz, yep.
Edward Sumner, Xavier.
Okay.
Right.
Oh, Xavier, that's my man. Mm-hmm. This dude is on the coaching staff.
Chris Mack?
Nah, well, he was on the coaching staff. Okay. My man went to jail already, though.
Oh, okay.
Emmanuel Richardson.
Oh, was your boy?
Yeah, it's my guy.
I didn't know that.
Me and Emmanuel Richardson went to high school together.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Kyle Kuzma.
Oh, yeah, Los Angeles Laker.
Yep. You also had, like...
Wait a minute.
What?
He tweeted about it the other day.
What did he say?
Wait, hold up. What was it? When the story first came out,
yeah,
I don't think names have been leaked yet, and Kuzma was like, well, kind of like, what do you expect us to do?
Really?
Yeah. If you go to Kyle Kuzma's Twitter, he tweeted, and it was quoted and retweeted by LaVar Ball. And LaVar Ball is like, now with the JBA, you got a place where you can come and make money and don't have to worry about the NCAA.
Mm. Interesting.
LaVar Ball is trying to take down the NCAA.
Well, Kyle Kuzma and LaVar were going after it. Oh, here we go. So he was tweeting about, like, Louisville losing their national championship.
Yeah.
Kyle Kuzma tweeted, someone take down the NCAA for generating millions of dollars to only pay for its student athletes a cost of attendance of $900 a month.
And then 24 hours later, his name comes out on the list.
Yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Other names on this list include, from USC right now, Benny Boatwright, who had a really good tournament last year. Josh Jackson, of course, Kansas. Fred Van Fleet at Wichita State. Demetrius Jackson, Notre Dame. Monty Morris at Iowa State. So the other names I had not mentioned yet.
So this is a scandal. This is a full-blown scandal.
Well, the thing is, what are they going to do? Every school is going to be affected. Every good player is going to, you know about, right? Like, there's no way anybody we know, that anybody in this tournament, that's a big name, every single one of them.
See, if they start suspending now, they're going to kill this year's NCAA tournament. And they're not going to do that.
And CBS is going to be absolutely not.
CBS is like, no, you're not going to take, I don't care, you let all of them play. So this is going to be a situation where they drag the investigation out, and then they'll start snatching championships from people.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid.
See, I don't know how far it goes in general, because it's the same thing. This is something you learn in law class if you took it in college. When you sue somebody, you sue everybody possible. You're suing the place, the manufacturer, the person who sold, like everybody. This kind of feels like they're casting a wide net here. Like they're just going after everybody who's potentially rumored in this. And obviously, I'm saying that we need to know more. I mean, there's been names that have floated out there, but the names are floating out there. That's not as long as the list of schools that were mentioned. So you got to really see where this ends up going, what they have as proof. I mean, was it, like you said, was it the sponsors? Was it the school? Like, what was it that they did? And was it like, because one was like buying them lunch. And I think that's something that we've all said is how ridiculous the NCAA is at this point anyway. It's like, you know, you buy somebody in college lunch, all of a sudden they're violating the NCAA rules and all that type of stuff. So I think this actually might end up being a good thing. Because we go on and talk about it year in and year out about how the athletes, you know, yes, they have a full ride scholarship, but these schools are still making a ton of money off of them. And then somebody wants to buy them lunch and you want to suspend them. Somebody wants to help get them to the school by, you know, giving them $1,000 to cover books. And all of a sudden they're suspended and stuff like that. So I think because it's so far wide reaching and there's so many top end schools involved with it and it's recent, I think this might finally force the issue of the NCAA to stop with the nonsense.
Jake makes a lot of good points. And two things that I would say right off the top is, okay, so obviously the NCAA has a problem. It's not really going to go away with this with this thing. As long as it's money and boosters and stuff like that and people trying to chase down and win championships with top, you know, high school athletes, things like this are going to take place. Now, when the athletes get to the NBA, obviously you can't do anything to them then. So it's going to be interesting how this situation plays out. Now, One of my things I like to do on the weekends, I like to watch Now What. Have you seen, are you familiar with Now What?
No.
It's Arian Foster's podcast.
Okay.
It's very good.
Okay. So smart dude, Arian Foster.
Real smart dude. But he have smart people on with him. The latest one he did, the one I watched this weekend, is with him and Maverick Carter.
Oh, okay, your boy.
Mm-hmm. So the one last week, well, not last week, a couple weeks ago, he had on Anky Johnson. Are you familiar with Anky Johnson?
I don't know who that is, no.
Anky Johnson used to play football at Tennessee. He's from Georgia. He played football at Tennessee. Was a semi-pro prospect. Could have been a guy. But he ended up taking a helmet to his shoulder, and it ripped up some real important, like, okay, stuff inside his shoulder.
Right.
And he's paralyzed. His right arm is paralyzed. So Anky Johnson was on it. And they were talking about the NCAA. And Arian Foster was like, when Arian Foster left Tennessee, he told everything. This was going on, that was going on, that was going on.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
And the players on Tennessee was like, why'd you do that? And he's like, well, we in the NFL now, they can't do nothing to us.
Right.
Forget the school.
Sure.
And the players all told Arian Foster, but what about the college kids that are coming after us? They're going to need that money too.
Sure.
You keep the silence because the other schools need their money too. Obviously, when the situation took place, who was the tall heel that came out and talked about it?
Sean McCants.
And everybody was like, he don't know what he was shunned. Like, he was put out of North Carolina.
Sean McCants was like, X'd out of everything.
He was X'd out of everything.
Exiled.
Because you don't go against the wall of the code of silence, and you damn sure don't go against the code of silence with the North Carolina Tar Heels.
Right.
And they're going to be a part of this thing. You know what I'm saying?
Every
school's a part of it. So college basketball, college sports, the NCAA in general, they have major issues they have to work on. And it probably starts with just go ahead and figure out a way to pay these athletes. But then when you think about it, well, then you got to pay the lacrosse team, and you got to pay this team and that team.
But I don't agree with that.
You don't agree with that? They don't make the money for the school.
They're non-revenue sports.
But I don't know. I'm on both sides of the fence on this one.
There's a tough line with there, too, is because Michael Salfino actually put the study out. I think it was either last year or the year before, because he talks about it every single year, is that a lot of schools don't even make a profit on football.
True.
I mean, we're talking Division One. We're not talking about, obviously Alabama's and stuff like that, but we're talking about Division One competitive football programs don't make money for the school because how much they spend to have that program. So it's kind of, and that's what I've always said, Corey, is I agree with you, and this is why I don't know if I'm 100% with it. I'm more against it than I am with it. I think there's a solution somewhere, you know, whether it's pay for their books or help with the room and board on top of the scholarship or something like that. But then you got to find out, like, what they bring to the school and what after that, because, you know, do you pay everybody on the basketball team the exact same amount? Do you pay the star more? What if the star doesn't get playing time like Kentucky, but ends up being a star in the NBA like Karl-Anthony Towns? Like, is it his fault that he's not getting the playing time because the roster's loaded? Like, so it's just a very tough, slippery slope that you can get into. So I understand that. And then, of course, like you said, it depends on the programs too. And, you know, I went to ODU, and I know what Greg is talking about, that some of their non-revenue sports, but ODU just got their football team a few years ago. The basketball team wasn't even the best draw. It was actually the women's basketball team. So it's not always even what you think is the best draw for the school is the most profitable.
And then you got to take into consideration, there is something to be said about a free education, whether you decide to get it or not, but it is something to be said for about a free education.
Especially at some of the schools where it costs $20,000, $30,000 a year.
No, exactly. Absolutely. And so I've had this conversation with Judy before also. And I'm on the side of paying players. Like, let's
Judy use, is cultured, huh? Talk about
extremely
anything.
Cultured, yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And I've had this conversation with her, and I've always been on the side, like, listen, these football players and basketball players making the money, like, they should get paid. Like, Kentucky's making money off of people like Karl-Anthony Towns. And in college, he doesn't see a dime of that, theoretically. I mean, he gets paid to go there, right? But, like, he doesn't get paid for that. And he's like, she goes, I get that. I understand that point. But like, when you look at things like other than sports, some of these real brainiacs that are really, really good, not at football, but like at art.
Yeah.
You know? And they're going to become super famous and do other stuff. They don't get paid for anything. And they're trying to get their education to become really, really successful.
But nobody's coming to pay to come to see them write a paper.
And that's what I've always told her, you know. And it's just, and her point always is that these colleges are nonprofit institutions.
Yeah, so I go back to my brother-in-law. He's got two masters and a PhD in mathematical engineering, and he came out of college with six figures in college debt. So, and he's making a good money now to try and work that off, but he's still working it off because, like, there's a lot of people that leave college with six figures or close to it in college debt if you're going to a school like that. Like, look, I got accepted to UNC. I didn't get a scholarship there, but for me to go to UNC out of state, that would have cost me, and that was back at my time, it would have cost me $27,000 a year.
Listen, I'll be...
Yeah, I mean, my sister and Jake would have been classmates.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Listen to this. I would have... I'll be honest. Right? I obviously went to Maryland. I'm a Jersey kid. I'm still paying off student debt. I mean, this is... No, at 30 years old, I'm still paying off student debt. Mm-hmm. 8 years later, when I graduated.
I know my homegirl, M. Dot, she went to... Wait, M. Dot? M. Dot went to A&T, and then she did like some like masters and stuff like that. She just wrapped up her student debt, her student loans now, like a week ago.
Yeah.
Like she screenshotted it and sent it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm done.
And listen, listen, I have to pay a couple hundred bucks a month, but I'd like to have that couple hundred bucks back in my pocket.
Hell yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. That's why I think it just might be something simple, like the books are covered or room and board is covered or something like that.
They got to give them a stipend.
Something simple.
Give them $25 a month.
And the only reason I say it should be something simple like that and not extravagant anyway is because for some of the kids that we are talking about, student debt and art students and stuff like that, you know, some of them are able to have a part-time job where their part-time job is the same time with the kids that they're investing into this sport. So, you know, there's that thing too. And people will make the argument too, you know, your biology students don't have time for a part-time job because of all the lab training that they have to do. So you can make arguments any different way, but I just think it needs to be simple and low.
Yeah.
And it might just be and again, the best thing about this is this situation, because it is so many players, so many high-profile schools, this might end up fixing that, and we might find a happy medium.
We might, but I've always just found it absurd, Corey, that, like, Oklahoma this year, right? Like, the biggest superstar in college basketball this year is probably Trae Young, right?
Yep.
Is that fair to say?
Trae Young.
So Oklahoma's going to make a lot of money off of...
Not anymore. First half.
Well, he is slowing down now.
I know he's slowing down, but who would you say, Jake?
But people are comparing him to Steph Curry.
When you're thinking of college basketball in 2018, who's the name that immediately comes to your mind? Because mine is Trae Young.
It wouldn't even be Trae Young at this point.
Who is it today?
One of the Duke boys.
Who?
I mean, what do you mean?
Well, give me one name right now. When you think of college basketball in 2018, who's the guy that comes to your mind?
Not a lot, honestly. But it's not Trae Young, though. I don't think of anybody at the top of my head. Like, because everything that's coming to my mind is UNC, because I'm a UNC fan.
Sure, but that's fine. But like to me, like I'm not an Oklahoma fan. I'm not a Duke fan. Whatever. Like I understand that Duke's super hot right now, obviously. But like when I think of college basketball this year, even though he has slowed down, no question, this is the year of Trae Young, and Oklahoma's gonna make a lot of money of people going to want to see Trae Young. And how much money for those jerseys that he's gonna sell is Trae Young gonna see?
None of it.
None.
Well, and see, that's the thing. Now you go back to what I was saying before. It's like, why should it be for him and not for the rest of the kids on the talent? I mean, like, the fact is there's talented kids across the United States on every single roster. And, you know, like I said, I mean, Duke is still the name. To go back to it, Bagley is not even playing for this team. And that's been in the name that is in a lot of rumors, the top five pick.
Sure.
Trae Young's not even a top five pick. And, you know, you can look at that as like, okay, well, what about Duke? Somebody who's not even playing might be selling more jerseys than anybody else because it's Duke, and Duke sells jerseys. Or UNC, who, honestly, UNC doesn't have anybody that's probably in the first round this year, but might be selling more jerseys than half the more talented kids in the college right now.
I don't know if that, so is that true, though? Like I think right, yeah. I don't know. Because, like, if you're buying a UNC jersey, and you're just buying the basic UNC jersey, you're buying the brand. And the same goes for Duke. But if you're buying a Bagley jersey, Marvin Bagley jersey, or you're buying a Trae Young jersey, how do they not get a profit off of that? That's crazy to me. That's absurd.
Again, I go back to that. I don't know if that's really fair to begin with anyway.
Okay.
Because Trae Young's not even the best player. He was selling jerseys because he was Steph Curry for the first third of the season.
But so where is he projected to get drafted?
He's projected to be drafted in the top five.
Trae Young is?
Mm-hmm. No, he's not. No, he's not.
He's projected number seven right now.
Okay, number
seven. NBA draft on that has him at number seven.
That's still too high. The top five are going to be the foreign kid, Donovan, or however you say his name, and then four bigs.
So it's
you got Jackson, Bagley, Bamba, and Ayton.
So you... That is, according to NBA Draft.net, which is what I always use for my mock draft, the one guy you missed there is Jaren Jackson from Michigan State.
I said Jackson.
You said Jackson?
Yeah, Jackson was the first name I said.
Oh, okay. You
hit... I said Doncic, and then I said Jackson, Bagley, Ayton, and Bamba.
Oh, you didn't say Michael Porter, because he's been hurt all year.
Okay, so there you go.
Right, so Michael Porter was one name that you didn't mention there. Yeah, like Bamba's at 8, Trae Young's at 7, according to this. Doncic's going at 5, Marvin Bagley, Michael Porter, Jaren Jackson, and DeAndre Ayton.
Normally, I don't know this much this early, but I'm a Bulls fan, and I'm hoping for a top 5 pick.
Currently, NBADraft.net has you selecting Mohamed Bamba. That makes you happy.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
It has the, at least you were wondering, Corey, because I knew you used to be a Knicks fan. It has the Knicks selecting another point guard, Colin Sexton.
Good for them.
Sure.
Where do they have the Bulls pick in?
Eight, right in front of the Knicks at 9.
Yeah. Who do they have going number 1?
DeAndre Ayton.
To the Suns?
To the Phoenix Suns, yeah.
All right, that makes sense. Where do they have Doncic going?
5 to Orlando.
Oh, that's not happening.
Why?
He's going first or second.
Why? Who knows? The only reason,
because he's been unbelievable. Like, he's making every foreign player look like they've never played on his level before, and he's super young. He's going to be the first or second pick. He's a 6'6 point guard. He's just unbelievable.
Yeah, 6'6 point guard.
According to NBADraft.net, he's a shooting guard / small forward.
Yeah, because they're probably going by his height. They don't know what's talking about.
Hey, I hope Knicks draft him. I want that all foreign team. I want Doncic, I want KP, and I want French Frank.
You're trying to put black people out there in the NFL?
Frank's black.
You're trying to remove French
Frank is black.
Oh, just making sure.
French Frank is black.
Honestly, if Atlanta ends up with the number one pick, he probably goes number one. He'll be a top 3 pick. Guaranteed. I'll say it today. 100%.
What are you going to do if you're wrong?
I'll admit I was wrong on air. Yeah. I admit I was wrong about players before in the past. That's 100%, but I'm not going to be wrong.
That's that confidence Kayla was talking about.
If I wanted to be bold and make this risky, I would have said 100% he's going with the first pick overall. But he's going to be top 3. The only reason I wouldn't say number 1 overall is because we don't know how the lottery is going to shake out. You know, put it this way. I'll up it. When we find out what the lottery order is, I'll tell you where he's going.
All right. I appreciate that. There you go. That's Doncic. I'm surprised that more players haven't just skipped college, done the ball thing, done the Moutier thing.
What did Moutier do?
He played in China.
Overseas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think we're going to start seeing that happen, especially if LaVar Ball really gets this league up and running and start playing these players. I think they all going to start foregoing and then, you know, have a destination in order to make their way to the NBA without having to do the college thing. The thing about it is, though, the college thing, the popularity of the NCAA tournament is still going to send a lot of these kids to college, though, for one season. Because they want to be a part of that. It's like, for a basketball player, especially at that level, you do want to have those opportunities to play in the NCAA tournament. So, because NCAA tournament has made stars of people. Steph Curry was not a star until people saw him in the NCAA tournament.
No.
So I think that plays a role into it too. But I do think you're going. It's like last chance you. It's going to be dudes like, you know what? I just don't feel like dealing with the school thing, and so let me go ahead and get some money and play. I mean, they don't pay him at last chance you, but. They give him an opportunity to get back into the big time program.
The last opportunity.
The final opportunity. Yeah, do you watch Last Chance U?
I don't watch it.
You've
watched
seen it. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's Last Chance U. Check it out. You know what we're supposed to do now? We're supposed to be his Mike Lyon. Florida didn't come up with questions.
What is up with
nice
him?
Nice job, Mike.
Yeah. I told him, I was like, listen, if you're really busy, you don't have to.
No, but I guess he was really busy. Yeah. I guess we'll find out when we get downstairs.
I'm not going downstairs for another 7 hours or so.
Who would you draft?
Okay.
Duke Johnson. This is round 7.
Oh, you're going back to Duke. I love it.
Duke Johnson or Ty Montgomery?
Nope. Neither.
It's pickings getting slim now, all in, kid.
Still round 7. Neither.
Michael Crabtree is out there.
I would go Crabtree before either one of those.
Michael Crabtree could be a Dallas Cowboy.
Ty Montgomery might be moving back to wide receiver.
But then he would become, if he does move back to wide receiver, Jake, he becomes the Packers' second option in the passing game.
Does he? No, he doesn't.
I think
no,
he does.
No way.
I think Jordy's washed.
Or Randall Cobb.
No, he's not.
Ty Montgomery's better
Jordy
than Randall Cobb.
Jordy caught 6 touchdowns in 4 games with Aaron Rodgers at quarterback to start the season.
I disagree. I think Jordy is washed, Jake.
No.
I think he is.
6 touchdowns in 4 games is not washed. He was the number 2 wide receiver.
What happened when the one game Aaron Rodgers came back in?
He didn't look
really
good.
We're going to do the one game he came back in?
You used 4 games. I'm using 1. 25%.
I'm using the 4 games he played before Aaron Rodgers got hurt. I'm not putting anything on the one game that Aaron Rodgers tried to force himself back on the field.
Devontae Adams looked good. Devontae Adams.
Devontae Adams been going.
He's a good player.
I said it. You both did.
To be honest with you, mm-hmm. both of you are in on Davante Adams. But people tried to jump off the bandwagon, and you said no.
Yeah, because they was cursing me out, and you remember you two people asked me if I was crazy. They talked very nasty about me.
They did.
And
it was then, very rude. Sides, mm-hmm.
you jumped in the sidecar, Corey.
Very rude of them.
I guess we're going to go with Duke Johnson. It looks like my partner's...
No, we're not.
My partner's in on Duke Johnson, and I'm thinking...
There's other people on the board.
I'm trying to figure out... trust me, it's not the board is not set up like by ADP and stuff like that. So I'm going to kind of go through everybody. And Isaiah Crowell, but you want to see... That's a good question. Where are your rankings?
RedWaxers.com. But while you do this, Jake, I'm going to ask you a different question. Okay. So, what the hell is wrong with Dominic Smith?
He's at his best. He's Josh Bell.
He's stupid, right? Like, you're in the starting lineup. It's your first day of spring training. You're trying to win a job at first base. You are in the starting lineup, and you show up late?
I didn't say that.
You show up late, which is what he did. He showed up late to his first spring training game where he's starting at first base, where he's fighting for a job. And you know what Mickey Callaway did for the right, you know, absolutely right? Sit your ass on the bench. And that's what he did. And now he has to take questions about it. And I'm just like, that is so stupid. How could you be so stupid?
Do we know what the reason was?
Well, I don't know. He probably slept late. Probably was
cold. I mean, if it was traffic. He deserves it. I mean, not traffic. Like, look, there might be a legitimate
what was
reason,
that, Florida?
Like medical.
He gave an interview after and said he didn't give an excuse. He said he was just late, and he kind of owned up to it.
Yeah, he slept late. Yeah. He overslept.
Okay, so there you go. You're right. How stupid do you have to be? But, you know, this is why Callaway did the right thing, and unlike Ben McAdoo, and put him on the bench.
Yeah, Ben McAdoo would have batted him clean up.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God. Florida, what's going on with you, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy there's baseball today.
It's not really baseball today.
Well, there's like two innings of baseball in every game.
Will you be watching any of that?
I will definitely be watching the Mets.
That's amazing.
Why? Zach Wheeler.
What are you going to see from Zach Wheeler today, dude?
I'm excited to watch him pitch.
If Zach Wheeler gets blown up today, what are you going to think? Are you going to think any differently than he did yesterday?
No,
because you're gonna get the. It was his first start of spring training.
Correct. Who cares?
But you could still be excited for it, Greg.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, I hate everything.
I don't hate everything. I just hate. Totally. Yeah.
I was gonna say we're all overlooking the fact that I did it without saying it. I told Corey to check the link. You realize that, right?
Did you? Oh, you did. You did
without saying.
You said,
it.
"Oh, yeah, you can check my rankings." He said, "Oh, it's a good idea."
Yeah. Check the link.
Check the link, indeed. Flory, what else is up, man?
Not much, Greggy. I mean, I don't know what else is up. There's baseball today. We're doing BFF soon.
Yeah, hype, bro. Oh, we got a great addition to the show today, Jake. We're doing...
okay, what are you doing?
That's your BFF's hype bros today.
Oh, in relation to?
Players that are just that are hyped and too hyped this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool,
actually,
right?
Like, are you actually wearing the hype bros gear? Get hype, we stay hype. You know it, bro. Are you going to wear the gear?
I don't have the gear.
No, you just got to find a bunch of neon crap.
I don't have that, unfortunately.
You didn't prepare. Greg, you should have been wearing all neon crap today, and you should just call each other bro the entire show.
Oh, I plan on calling each other bro, for sure. But, yeah, we're doing the Hype Bros edition of the BFFs today. Pretty pumped about it. Corey and I talked about it on YouTube before, Jake. You weren't around yet. What do you think is Lamar Jackson to Cordell Stewart comparison?
I think it's lazy. I think any Lamar Jackson analysis right now is lazy. And the fact is I agree with a lot of people in the fact he should have stayed in college for another year to develop. But the fact is, he's a very good quarterback who still needs to learn. This is going to sound crazy, but I'll explain. He still needs to learn the quarterback position. He needs to learn how to make reads because too often he doesn't honestly even know what the defense is doing. He doesn't know how to always call out the mic properly or understand where coverages are sliding before he snaps the ball. That stuff you learn as a quarterback, that would be something like if almost you started late into the situation. But the fact is, he kind of did in a way. You look at where he came from high school, it wasn't trying to teach him to be necessarily like, you are a pure quarterback. And he's been under Petrino for a while now. Petrino runs a pro offense, and he's developed every single year. Every single year he's gotten better. Every single year he's improved in this area. That's something you can learn. I'd much rather have to teach somebody how to read a field, how to learn the playbook, how to do that type of stuff, than to learn how to throw the ball. He can make the throws. He can make the throws. He's comfortable in the pocket. People say he needs to run are incorrect. He's got a great arm. He's got great anticipation. The fact is he just needs to learn to be a quarterback more. That's why you need to draft him and definitely sit him for at least a year, if not two. But all these comparisons of, oh, he's Michael Vick, and oh, he's this guy, and oh, he's that guy, and he needs to move to wide receivers, just lazy.
You want to respond?
I'm looking at Ray Beloso. No, I agree with Jake. I think he can. I don't think you can sit these quarterbacks in today's NFL. I think when they're high draft picks, let's see first.
No, because he's worse. He's not worse. He's probably on the same page as Deshaun Kizer with that. If you want to ruin his career, you start him.
Okay. Speaking of your ranks, Jake, we're going running back in this round. And your rankings have Duke Johnson as our guy.
Of what's left?
Yep. In round seven.
Okay, then.
Yep, in round seven.
I can't believe it's that shallow already in round seven.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I did the run. What's the 14-team league?
Okay, well, that's a little bit different.
And then I'm looking at the corresponding wide receivers. It would be Emmanuel Sanders. It would be Crabtree. Yeah, it'd be Crabtree. You got Crabtree high. Higher than everybody else I've seen.
Yeah. He's still Crabtree.
If he doesn't get cut,
good sign. If he's on another team, somebody's gonna bring him in. He's the number two. He's a 1B.
I agree. If he doesn't get cut, if he gets cut, he's going to Dallas.
That's a lock. It's a lock.
The two wide receivers,
I think his value would be about the same.
The wide receivers that the Cowboys are keeping their eye on are Michael Crabtree and Emmanuel Sanders.
Why? Emmanuel Sanders isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. But Crabtree is a good possibility to get cut.
So is Dez if he doesn't restructure his contract.
That will happen next year this time.
No, it might happen this year.
You think it can happen this year? That'd be interesting.
If he holds off, if he's hard-headed about it, yeah, absolutely.
Corey's back to go to his
back
girl.
To Ray Beloso. Yeah.
Back to Ray Beloso, dude.
Is this her boyfriend?
Oh, I'm sorry, Corey.
It's the homie from he got an album out, Big Kurt.
Big Kurt, huh?
Big Kurt. That's not a boyfriend, though. I guess she's just a fan of the work. Look at this.
Did you say Big Hurt?
Big Kurt. He's good. Mm. I'm not really a big fan of his stuff, but what I've heard is good.
Is he related to Big Sean?
No relation, Greg. I'm this weekend I'm going to listen.
That's lazy too.
that is lazy.
Big in front of your name. I'm a rapper and I'm overweight.
Yeah, that is. It need to come up better. I'm going to try to check out the Nipsey Hussle album. I'm hearing good reviews on it.
What are you laughing at, Andrew?
Victory Lap.
Because what would you hear Nipsey Hussle? Why would I think that's an album?
Well, that's the name of the rapper, Nipsey Hussle.
The artist is Nipsey Hussle.
Okay,
Nipsey
Hussle. Well, I thought Nipsey Hussle was a strip club.
But that's where he's going to listen to Nipsey Hussle.
No, listen. You can't. I don't think Nipsey Hussle don't make music like that. You got to like Nipsey Hussle. You got to listen to his music. You can't just throw dollars to it.
Yeah.
So tonight, me and Noah got some unpacking to do tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, some things I got to run by Noah, and you know he knows a lot of legal stuff, so. I gotta talk to him about some legal stuff and trying to see where things are at with that. Tomorrow night you got the Warriors and the Thunder, so I'll probably have the crew over the crib for that. In the daytime, I'm gonna put together the IG model bracket.
Okay.
I'm gonna do my invoice, and then Sunday, what am I gonna do on Sunday? Sunday probably just chill. I might.
It's no more Big Air tonight, Corey.
What do you mean?
Record it, watch it. It's entertaining.
Okay, I will. Not, I'll check it out.
You will not do any of that.
And then, no, I might. I'm down for everything. Like I said, I got to watch the Arian. I want to watch the Arian Foster joint with Maverick Carter. I'm looking forward to
that. Here's what they're doing. They're going down a slope to a giant ramp.
And then
they're jumping off it and doing the best trick. And it's Big Air. They're just trying to go for the biggest, craziest trick that you can see.
Somebody going to get hurt, but I don't mind putting
it on. Especially, yeah, because I think they poorly designed that ramp. Okay, the knuckle is the very top of where you land.
Yeah.
You don't want to ever hit the knuckle because it's flat and it's the very top of it. But at the same time, they put it too close, so everybody's hitting far down the ramp at the landing spot, and it's causing a lot of them to wreck. And that's the women. I can't imagine the men. There's going to be some, like you said, you're going to see some wrecks. There's going to be some people going.
I don't want to see nobody get hurt too bad, but it's no real good. The Rockets and the Timberwolves play tonight. It's no real good hoops on tonight. My mom's need me to run a couple errands for her. I probably got to walk to the old neighborhood, go pick up the mail. That's the post store still ain't forwarded the mail yet. I didn't move for like 3 months now. And I'm still not getting the mail forwarded.
I want to double check.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that. They took the money out of my account. I double checked that.
Isn't it like $1, though?
Yeah, but still, it's my dollar.
No, I just meant like, yeah. Like, what's the point? Like, why are you
exactly
taking $1?
Why? Exactly, to change the mail. So that's about it, really. But I will report back about that conversation with Arian Foster and Maverick Carter. Our buddy, well, you may not know him, Greg. Our good friend of our... You don't know Ari, do you? Ari Bukowski used to work with us at SiriusXM.
Mm-mm.
He produces the Arian Foster podcast.
Okay.
It's kind of his thing.
Cool.
He came up with it and put it together with Arian Foster. It's real good. It's called Now What? Watch it on YouTube after you watch
it. Guys, this is I'm gone next week. It's just you guys.
Oh, that's right. You're being back, your first European trip of the year.
I'm visiting my mother in Florida.
Oh, that's right.
Visiting my mother in Florida.
Hey, wake up with me hosting.
Jake Seeley, Monday, 9 a.m. Fantasy Sports Today. It's going to be great. For Corey Parson, for Jake Seeley. It's been a fun morning, everybody. BFFs, make sure you download that podcast. Make sure you download this podcast. We'll see you next time, everybody. Have a great weekend.